Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey Walter, somebody writes in and asks, how do I build my trading account if I'm constantly taking money out to live on?
Okay, so probably the best solution here is to not, you've put too much money in your trading account. So what you need to do is really set it, if you want to compound it, which it sounds like that's the hidden question here is, you know, I want to compound my account, but I keep pulling money out. So what you really want to do here is just decide how much can I actually part with and not have to dip into that. So that, and that's going to be a small amount, obviously, because you keep pulling out expenses. Now, here's one thing that'll really take the pressure off. If you're looking to leave your job, ideally what you want to do is live like a monk before you quit your job. So, you know, get rid of that second car payment, you know, sell a bunch of stuff on eBay or whatever, like get rid of a lot of crap and try and minimize your life. And then what you'll do is you can save money so that you get to the point where, you know what, I cannot take a trade for 12 months and I can still live the way that I did before when I had my job. That way you don't have pressure to take the trades. So that's another thing. So you want to kind of have that screw you money in the bank where you can say, screw you, I don't have to go get a job. And I know that it sounds crazy that you're like, oh, that's so much, I got to save up for so long. Not really. Not if you cut out a lot of expenses. Like, it's amazing how much, you know, those $6 lattes add to the expenses every month. You know what I mean? Like when you have all these crazy, I mean, you know how it works. Like you don't necessarily need to buy those new shoes or those peppermint lattes at Starbucks or whatever, you know, whatever they're selling this month. So yeah, so that I think is one way to do it. So you want to build up that nest egg so that you're like, okay, I don't have to take a trade. That's big, because if you have pressure to take trades when there are no trades, that's going to really mess you up. And then you get into a drawdown because you're not following your system, and then you feel like, and start catastrophizing. It's not very fun. So what I would do is, one, decide how much can I set aside and not touch it. Two, set a goal to build enough money to at least, I mean, 9 months would be the bare minimum, but I would try and shoot for 12 so that you really can focus on your trading. And then when you go live and you're actually done, you're not actually working anymore, what you want to do is try and build that account as quickly as possible. And obviously there are many different ways to do this, but one way is when you have your trading account and you're trading it while you're at your job. Let's say you have like a $5,000 trading account and you build up $2,000 in profits. You could take that $2,000 in profits and put that into another trading account and get super aggressive with that using like Kelly Criterion or really Optimal F or Safe F or something that's quite aggressive, or even Ryan Jones's fixed ratio method. Those sorts of things to build up that $2,000 account. So that way you still have your trading account that you're trading normally, but you can kind of shoot for the stars and see if you can build that sucker up. And then if you can do that, again, you can break off that small amount and then take the lion's share of the profits that you made from that little tiny account, put it back into your main account. That's a really good way to allow yourself the flexibility to get aggressive with your risk management and feel like you're actually getting somewhere. The downside, of course, is that you could blow up that $2,000. That's definitely the case, especially if you're doing something super hyper aggressive. So that's also, but then you have to say, look, this was the chance I took. I had this $2,000 profit. I didn't really lose my trading account, my nut, you know, my nut's still there. It's just I've lost the profits from that. So that's one way to do it. But the key here is to have that money set aside. So when you do start trading and only trade for income, you do not feel the pressure. And then the other side of that is to look into really aggressive risk management strategies, not because you're going to use that on the entire account, but because you might break off a small piece and do it with that little little chunk of profits. And get aggressive with that. That way you feel like you're getting somewhere. Because I know it feels like when you're using fixed fractional position sizing with a small account, it feels like you're never really getting anywhere. It takes so long. And the answer to that is, either save up a lot of money or and use fixed fractional or use some sort of different risk management strategy so that you can build that up quicker. So really that's what I would say.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.